In the headlines, one man is dead and four people injured in a shooting at Gall Hill Christ Church, the fourth murder in a week. Meantime, residents are frustrated about the murders and call for an end to the violence. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is projecting significant improvements to the country's tourism arrivals from the US and UK markets. And the Minister of Labour calls for an end to child labour. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good afternoon, I am Ronald Clark.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
There has been yet another fatal shooting, the second in 2 days, and the fourth within a week. One man is dead and four people injured in a shooting near the Aberdeen Jones Centre in Gall Hill Christ Church around 9:25 a.m. Starcom Network News understands the victim is a 19-year-old male who resides in the area. Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, said they received the report approximately 9:27 this morning.
Of what was said to be a shooting incident here at the Aberdeen Jones Center and Market, located here at the corner of Crescent Road and Upper Gall Hill Road in Christchurch. And we naturally responded immediately, and when we got here, our preliminary investigations indicated one male, a 19-year-old male, was dead at the scene, and four other persons had been injured. They were taken to the hospital, one by ambulance, then three others by private motor vehicle. As you can see, we've cordoned the area. We are now processing the scene. Police are still in the middle of their investigation, so there's a lot of things that we do not know at this stage. What we can say, we did have interaction with the immediate family, the mother, who came over and identified her loved one, and the siblings and who are still here, and we're going to communicate with them.
Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes. Meantime, when Starcom Network News visited the scene today, residents raised concern about the recent murders and called for more to be done about the violence.
There's a young boy that ain't see a star pitch too good. Ain't got shit in our chair. Mother got be going to pain, his sisters. They stupidness. This here want a stop to rape. Hey, I'm a mother and a grandmother, and this is pain to come and see your children. No, you would and go away. It's too much. Honestly, it is too much. They see he this morning, not know that this morning would be last time that we see this same very little boy alive. To see the pain that we gotta be going through, and it ain't gonna stop because that stupid people keep influencing the young people into their foolishness. If they want to do something to give people, they could give them a job, take these bullets out of the heart, huh? We don't want the young people to change, and we ain't helping them to change.
A resident described the deceased as a helpful young man.
Yeah, where's this little boy? Now he ain't bad. Everybody got the race, and he was not a bad boy. He was a boy that would do anything for anybody at any given point of time. And he just said, I'm going to limit like any answer, but not limit like doing things out of the way, doing nothing that's bad or that that's wrong.
A resident of Gall Hill Christ Church. This morning's homicide is the 16th homicide for the year so far. Last night, 43-year-old Sean Pearson Williams was fatally shot at Boscobel St. Peter. Police say the now deceased and a family member had just returned home and were walking the pathway to the deceased's house when a number of explosions were heard and the deceased was later discovered motionless on the ground. Meantime, last Wednesday, 32-year-old Chad Rowett was shot dead at 4th Avenue, Hearts Gap, St. Michael. And the same night, there was a fatal shooting in Boyce Road, Freehill, Blackrock, St. Michael. And this is the lunchtime edition of the latest. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is projecting significant improvements to the country's tourism arrivals from the United States and United Kingdom markets by year end. Outgoing chair of the BHTA, Renee Coppin, said airlift has improved and the numbers are expected to surpass 2019 levels. Ms. Coppin was speaking this morning during the BHTA's annual general meeting at Sandals Royal.
We're projected to end 2024 with 467,889 seats out of the UK, and that's an increase of 16.1% over 2019. In terms of the USA, both Caribbean Airlines and Frontier Airlines will operate three times weekly from San Juan to Barbados, providing an additional 3,302 seats a month from this U.S. territory. We're projected to end 2024 with 410,025 seats out of the U.S., and that's an increase of 14.2% over 2019. So we're making good strides, doing big things.
Outgoing chair of the BHTA, Renee Coppin. The Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, is calling for an end to child labour and urges people not to exploit children. His comments came this morning as Barbados joins the world in observing a day against child labour.
Today, as Barbados observes World Day Against Child Labour, let's reaffirm our commitment to protecting the rights and dignity of every child. Our children deserve a childhood filled with laughter, learning, and dreams, not exploitation. Let's accelerate our actions. Let us join forces and chart a future for our children that is safe and free from child labor.
Minister of Labor, Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. The United Nations described the ongoing situation in Haiti as volatile, resulting in thousands of people being displaced across the CARICOM country. Stéphane Dujarric, the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said the International Organization for Migration noted that between March and June this year, the number of people displaced across the country increased by 60%, from 362,000 to more than 578,000 people. Top story, one man dead, four people injured in a shooting at Gall Hill Christ Church. In the meantime, residents frustrated about the murders and call for an end to the violence. That's the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin 2-246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.